firstly, can you introduce yourself and your role?
Yes. So my name is Gauthier Mangenot. I am VP for Business Development of Entrepôts Group in Southeast Asia and Central Asia. And my company is an EPC contractor for the energy sector. And we are part of a bigger group, a French group called Vinci. Vinci in français.
Excellent. So what are your most active regions and sectors?
The most active region from my perspective, so in Southeast Asia, would be Indonesia, where we are based. And the market after that is Bangladesh, from an energy perspective, energy infrastructure development, Bangladesh. And we are looking at Myanmar as well right now, which has a lot of potential and where there is a lot of needs for new infrastructure, bringing energy, and where we see a lot of growing demands in terms of energy for people in those regions.
You talk about energy, you talk about conventional power.
I'm talking, yes, about conventional power, about electricity, but to bring electricity to people and to connect people to energy, you need those infrastructure from upstream to downstream, meaning you need to bring them gas, oil, and then refine it or use the gas to power energy.
In structuring your business, what are the greatest challenges you face? Is it stapling a financing package to your EPC bid?
Yeah, as those regions are still in development and developing, the market is lacking some maturity, so the financing is challenging. That's why, for example, in Bangladesh, we have private clients that are struggling sometimes to put together the financing required to develop their project. That's why we are here in this TXF conference, so we can have the opportunity to meet players in the financing market and better understand how we can bridge together and bring the financing needed to develop this project. Because after all, what we are looking for is to develop the infrastructure needed for people to be connected to energy.
So in terms of ECA business, I hear a lot about the sort of need for the simplification of export finance, overly complex loan application procedures, lengthy due diligence. Is that something, a problem that you face?
Actually, this is where our clients, our private clients, are asking us to support them because of the complexity, or it seems complex. They require some support to help them to structure the deals and to talk to different ACA. When you are arranging a project with multiple sources in terms of procurement, you need to go to different ACA. Only one is not enough most of the time. So talking to one ACA is already challenging, but when you have two, three, four, it's quite complex. Start to be complex. Our clients in those developing countries need the bridge and need the support.
So you can tap different export finance solutions and bring that with. So, for example, you have Credendo, obviously being your the Belgian from your Belgian content. Are there any other ECAs you can tap via your?
In theory, we're trying to bridge, because being in Indonesia, we're trying right now to bridge BPI France. Because we have the French origin of the group, and we can procure some equipment in France, obviously, including inside our own group, where we have some capacity to manufacture some tanks, for example. And the Indonesian ECA, which is very new, only 2 or 3 years, I think, old. And so, we're trying to bridge those two ECA for project export project outside Indonesia. Lately, we try as well to bridge, to bring together different ECA from Europe, from France, from Belgium, Switzerland. But I have to say it's quite challenging and it's very time-consuming. This is the one challenge as well, because the project we are looking at for our client are not the big fish, right? So we are trying to connect people of project in a range of 50 million, let's say. And this is small money, actually, in the world of financing and ECA. But the time and the process is the same. You need the same due diligence. You need the same audit of balance sheet. You need the same independent expert. You need the same legal advisor to look at the different contract terms. So it's the same time for small money, which is not always easy to find people who are interested in those projects. But we believe that those projects need as well financing.
Yeah. How about loan documentation being put on blockchain platforms, or and having sort of end user being able to apply via to do their KYC, their AML, all on the blockchain? Do you think that has legs? Do you see that in the market now?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
No,
so it's a long way away.
Yeah.
And finally, in terms of project pipelines, have you got any big deals coming up? Any anything interesting out there?
In the region,
yeah.
In Southeast Asia, yeah. The most demanding market from our perspective in terms of energy project is of course Indonesia, because it's the most populated country in the area, and the geography of Indonesia, 17,500 islands, there's a lot of project coming, but small projects. It's a mosaic of project, mm-hmm. of small project, not big billion project, but many 150 million projects that mm-hmm. needs to be implemented in different location. And this is the challenge, actually. We see small but repetitive and in different location. I'm thinking about small refineries, mm-hmm. I'm thinking about small LNG regasification with power plant generation. Those projects are coming and are definitely a necessity.
Mm. And the other Southeast Asian countries? Are you,
Bangladesh, as I mentioned,
yeah.
A lot of needs in terms mm-hmm. of energy. Myanmar, Vietnam, of course. These countries, right now we are looking at project for LPG import mm-hmm. terminal. But the challenge in Myanmar is not only bringing the LPG, for example, but it's developing all the downstream market, the distribution. Yeah. There's so much to do. People there are still using wood and coal for food and cooking, and bringing LPG will help to reduce the carbon and bring, of course, help to bring up the level of development of countries and the society. In Myanmar, as you say, it's the last frontier, so there's just a need, in terms of financing, but the banks and the EC are still looking for a sovereign guarantee. So private market is still in development and it's not at the level expected by the outside financing organization. So DFIs are needed. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for taking time out to speak to me, and I hope you enjoy the rest of TXF Asia 2019, and we'll see you again next year.
See you again next year. Thank you very much. It was a very good conference. We're very happy.